Welcome back to The Daily Drip. My name is Jerrica Ferguson, who handles marketing and development for the Washington State Combined Fund Drive. And my pleasured guest with me is...
Philip Kerrigan is your pleasured guest.
That was a weird way of saying it, but I'm going to go with it. So today we're going to talk about global impact on world issues a little bit.
All right. Sounds awesome. So
Global Impact is a charity in the Washington State Combined Fund Drive, but they are actually a global charity.
I know. Get out of here.
I know. It's pretty crazy with the name.
Wow.
I know. Pretty shocking. Wow. Pretty shocking. But Global Impact is a leader in a growing global philanthropy. The organization builds partnerships and raises resources that helps the world's most vulnerable people by providing integrated, partner-specific advisory and backbone services, workplace fundraising and representation. They also do different things like design and market for workplaces and signature fundraising campaigns. Pretty much what they do is they're that portion of they're such a larger scale of what their impact really is. They're what we would actually call a federation. So they actually house a whole bunch of charities underneath them, and they give them support to each of those charities. Actually, and Global Impact has generated more than $1.8 billion to people in need.
That is correct, Ms. Ferguson. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, most of the money, as many of our volunteers probably know, most of the money that comes through the Combined Fund Drive remains local in the area that the employee came from. About two-thirds of it actually remains in the county in which the employee resides. However, the one kind of neat thing about the CFD is that places like Global Impact and Doctors Without Borders and all those sort of things are still available to the donor. So you can have this really cool... moment where you pick not only your local food bank or Humane Society or smaller charity like that, you can then also pick a charity that's going out into Africa and helping kids, you know, learn to read and helping with mosquito nets and all that sort of stuff. You can do two things at once, which is kind of the really neat thing about the CFD.
That is really cool. Do you yourself, Philip, have like any experience with Global Impact?
That's an excellent question, Jerrica Ferguson.
Thanks.
I really appreciate
it. It was pretty leading.
Softball.
It was pretty leading into what I wanted you to talk about.
Yes. So big shout out to Karina.
Ooh.
She is the current development director for Global Impact. They have always been, for those of you, Jerrica kind of explained it. For those of you who don't know what a federation is, really this is the best use of a federation in the entire country as far as I'm concerned. Because it acts almost as an umbrella, a provider, the administrative assistant for charities that maybe don't have the time or are too small to be able to accomplish their own.
It actually kind of gives the ability for that charity to do the resource or the services, excuse me, what they're actually intended to do for the purpose of what that charity is, where it's instead of now having to hire another person to do their fiscal and their development, that is what Global Impact's there. They're there to fund that program.
That's
so they actually can provide those services in these different countries.
Yeah, and Global Impact takes that responsibility very seriously. They definitely, you know, while there are organizations that go out there and they do all this work, water.org is one, those sort of things. They go out there, they're mission-based, they're doing the work.
Right.
They're out in those areas, and they don't have to worry about the fact that their application didn't get filled out at the CFD.
Right.
Right. Global Impact took care of that.
Right. And they do that for every single state.
Absolutely. And then the really great thing about Global Impact that I will say is pretty rare in our connection with federations is that they also give us.
Right.
Lots of information, lots of tools. They work with us. They do surveys of all the different state giving campaigns throughout the country.
Right.
They are definitely supportive of their charities big time.
And they're also just engaged, which is, I think, sometimes that can tend to get away from you when we think of larger charitable giving tools or giving programs, is that it feels like, well, I'm just throwing my money somewhere and I don't know where it's actually going. So why don't you hit us with some things of where that money's actually going?
Yeah. So we're talking about world issues here, and I think we will go back and forth about some of the places maybe we see the most concern. So for the really neat thing about giving internationally is that the value of the dollar in developing countries is so much higher that you can get so much more stuff for your dollar.
Yeah.
So to give you a really good example, Medical Teams International, which is this organization, for those of you who went to the leadership breakfast, you heard me mention it. They basically said that $1 will provide $7 worth of urgent medical care to a newborn child in Haiti, Liberia, or Guatemala.
Wow.
So they can turn the $1 into $7 worth of medical care.
And it's that leverage that they have too by joining with these different partnerships that they have personally as the charity, and then also that like Global Impact has, they can really leverage every dollar that's given.
Right. And so another one is Save the Children. That is a member charity of Global Impact. They say that $1 provides 2 meals per day to help a hungry child survive a famine.
Wow.
I mean,
that's easy.
That's easy. It's a dollar. It's literally like the bare minimum that you can give through the CFD per paycheck. And so to me, that's what's always so amazing, to watch what these organizations can do in these developing countries to essentially save lives.
Right.
Is basically the power of Global Impact. Mm-hmm. Give you another one. Partners in Health. That's another organization that works with Global Impact. $10 can provide 1 year of family planning for a woman in Haiti.
Wow.
A year of family planning.
A year for $10.
For a woman in Haiti.
That's one time gift.
That's less than $1 a month.
Yep.
So imagine just doing that for the entire year.
Right.
You're helping so many women in a place like Haiti where help is few and far between.
Right.
Right. And so that's a really important one. Another one, Save the Children. $10 will purchase a bed net and protect a child from malaria in any of the different African countries that have this sort of problem. Right. So there's a lot of good examples.
And so like the thing is, as I would say is to the good explanation is when we talk about these, you know, Save the Children or these different groups that Philip was listing is, you know, these places is where you can also donate to directly, but they're under through this federation, which is Global Impact. And this is a group that is that portion of them that allows them to do their job and for a really good price of what you are wanting to put your money towards.
Yeah, I'll give you another one, $100. So basically break that down. That's about $8 a month if you want to break it down by month. $100 to Doctors Without Borders can purchase supplies to build an entire emergency shelter for 5 families uprooted during a crisis.
That's insane.
$8 a month.
Yeah.
$100 a year builds an entire emergency shelter through Doctors Without Borders.
And that's what we want to do, right? Like, I mean, the thing is we see these crises happen and we go, what should we do? How do we act? And I think that we've seen that within our own relief disaster campaign. And I kind of take it and I'm like, man, when someone goes like, I don't think I can help give to these certain things, I'm like, well, can you spare like 2 cups of coffee a month?
Right.
You know what I mean? I think each of us kind of look at it. And if you can't, there's other opportunities and things that you can get out and just spread the word. I think that's a lot of impact in itself, is just bringing awareness of these different organizations that help out in not only your own community that's affected by it, but also communities that we see across the world.
Yeah. Hit you in with another one. This is Save the Children again. $50. So divide that by 12. So you're talking a little more than $5 a month. Provides 1 full year of schooling plus books and needed supply for 2 orphans of AIDS victims in Mozambique.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
so
it.
2 kids
yeah.
who've been orphaned because their mother and father died of AIDS.
Right.
They could get a full year of schooling plus books and the needed supplies in Mozambique for just $50.
Yeah.
Or essentially $5
right.
a month.
Right.
I mean, come on. These are no-brainers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I always kind of say whenever I'm talking to folks, but the thing that really always kind of compels me with the international charities is the fact that this money is going out here and these folks are going to be impacted.
Right.
And you'll never have a chance to meet them.
Yeah.
But you can save these lives, change these lives there'll be these people walking around whose lives are different because you decided that you were going to start giving $10 a month through the CFD.
Yeah.
That is really cool stuff.
It is really cool. And it makes a bigger difference on what you might think is a small scale. It makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And no matter what area you're putting your money towards, which is cool.
So question for you.
Okay.
If you were to look at some of the world issues today, if you were a donor, What regions of the world would you want to give to, and why?
So right now, I think we've all been kind of heard about what was going on with Indonesia with some deaths that were happening this past month. And I think that's right now where my focus would be on just seeing the need for some of those emergency relief shelters that you were just talking about would be where I would start focusing my donation dollar. I know that there's plenty of places still happening that haven't got current relief, like Puerto Rico. But I think that's where I would do it right now in the kind of forefront of my mind.
Nice. Nice.
And what about yourself?
So I go two places. Mm-hmm. I think for me, the continent of Africa and specifically Sudan and South Sudan, because they've been going on for so long.
Right.
And because there are very few instances of hope in the particular region, that would be a place that I would find very compelling.
Yeah.
And I would want to give to any organization that was tough enough to go into those places and actually try and do some good.
Mm-hmm.
And then also for me, I mentioned it a little bit, but Haiti's a big one for me. I take that whole like Teddy Roosevelt thing where you're like, it's in our hemisphere.
Right.
What is happening with Haiti? What has happened with Haiti historically is unacceptable for the type of development that we have between Canada, Mexico, and ourselves, and even down in Brazil a little bit, to have a country that basically every 5 years cycles through just being decimated by something or pure corruption or all those sort of things. I find that Haiti is also one that is a very compelling issue for me.
Yeah.
You know, so we do invite you during this campaign to think outside of of your neighborhood, so to speak, right? These are really great reminders on extending yourself and looking up things and learning more about the world you live in, because like sometimes the world can feel really big and really intimidating, but giving a little bit of money to some of these organizations to help can maybe help you even
connect more,
bring the world to like
Well, you never know when a natural disaster or something can happen in you know, your backwoods. And so I think that's a big thing, is like we see these issues across the United States, right? Like we see things happening with Florence, you know, and I think we go, oh wow, because we're over here in Washington State, like, oh, that's happening. But I mean, we recognize that our CFD donors go, I need to help them too, you know, and so I think that's a big thing, is just being able to give a chance to assist in any way that you can, whatever that means to you, to show support, I think is important.
Yeah, agreed. I think it's well said. So we invite you guys to take a look at some of the different charities we talked about, do some research on them, start giving even incremental gifts to these particular organizations, and you're going to make a real, real global impact.
Ooh, that was good. See how I did that? Yeah, way to bring it back.
Thank you very much. And so for those of you who are listening on the website, you can definitely go to the search engine and check out some of these different charities. And for those of you listening to iTunes, you know, review us and like us.
Yeah, please rate us. That would be great to see if you like us at all.
Yeah.
And then also I do recommend, is if you are interested in any of these charities, you want to start giving through your paycheck, is head over to cfd.wa.gov and you can find more in our search engine there.
Excellent. What a great marketing and development
director. I know. I mean, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. So that's it for today, folks. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.